Thank you. Greetings, WRIU listeners. We have an update regarding the construction of our new radio tower. We are currently slated for a fall of 2025 completion date. But don't worry, you can still tune in 24/7 by going to stream.wriu.org or by downloading either the TuneIn Radio app or Radio Box app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Thank you so much for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM.
You're listening to Spoiler Alert Radio, conversations on the craft of filmmaking. I'm your host, Tony Panacchia. On this episode of Spoiler Alert Radio, we speak with costume designer Stacey Berman. Stacey is an interdisciplinary artist based in Paris, France, who holds a BA from Columbia University and a Master's of Design Studies from the Harvard Graduate School of Design. As a costume designer, Stacey works in film, experimental theater, and performance art, and she has designed performances at the Guggenheim Museum, the Whitney Museum, the Johnson Glass House, and the Villa Savoye, among many others. Stacey's Sundance films include Grand Jury Prize winner The Miseducation of Cameron Post and Audience Award winner Brittany Runs a Marathon. Other films she has costume designed include Berlinale Selection, Electric Children, South by Southwest Selection, Villains, and Bobby Olsen and Jenny Lewis's self-directed music video, She's Not Me. Stacey has designed for director Aaron Schimberg on three films, including Go Down Death and Chain for Life, and more recently the award-winning A Different Man, starring Sebastian Stan and Adam Pearson. Welcome, Stacey Berman, to Spoiler Alert Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, welcome. And first of all, can you tell us a bit about how you developed an interest in film in general and wardrobe in particular before deciding to pursue that as a career?
Sure. So I live in Paris now, but I grew up in Boston. And while I was a kid, I was always sort of making worlds or structures from books, making clothing for dolls, playing around and inventing other universes. And I went to a summer camp called Charles River Creative Arts Camp that was very influential in my life because I learned there that you can be a costume designer. And my high school, Beaver Country Day School, as well, started to offer me opportunities to design things like the middle school musical, which became all of the shows in high school. And suddenly I sort of arrived at college thinking maybe this is something I want to do, but was a little bit tentative. So I studied art history, which felt like a nice sort of visual world building landscape to jump into, I guess, and worked in downtown theater simultaneously. So by the time I graduated college, I sort of had this concrete understanding that this could be a job, that costume design is a profession, and I chose to pursue it.
Right. So, you know, one of the first feature films you costume designed was Electric Children, about Rachel, a teenager from a remote Mormon community who gets pregnant and travels to Vegas to find whom she believes to be the father of her miracle baby. For the community itself, how did you work to develop their style, often seeming literally 100 years out of date, and then in sharp contrast to the skate and indie rock scene she finds herself drawn to in Vegas?
Electric Children was written and directed by Rebecca Thomas. And Rebecca, she was a student at Columbia, one of these MFA students I had met. And she had planned with her producing partner, Jessica Caldwell, to make it a feature, but on a micro budget. And they very wisely managed to find an individual donor to give a significant amount of film. So I sort of agreed to do this project thinking I was going to stay in Becca's grandma's house and we were going to sort of borrow clothing left and right. And all of a sudden it was a sort of film that just broadly, like across all aspects, had more resources. And I was all of a sudden in LA. We had sort of thought about this in New York, and then we thought about filming it in Utah and Vegas. And there was a long gestation period for research and talking about this project with Becca because it sort of became a bigger project over the course of PrEP. And in that research phase, we discussed at length the community that the character Rachel lives in and how it is certainly nodding to a Mormon community, but it's not exactly that. And they don't actually, I don't think, say it in the movie. They don't call it Mormon per se, which gave us a fair amount of creative freedom to mess around a little bit with what people wear in this community. And by the time we were in Nevada and Utah, kind of filming around, I would see people in a sort of more typical, I guess, Mormon dress, but like a specific type of Mormon, because there are many Mormons there who wear street clothes. You have no idea what someone's religion is by what they're wearing in this case. But I also saw women in sort of long cotton candy colored dresses at like a Target or the supermarket. And there was a little bit of that influence that made its way into the costumes. But in this sort of creative gestation with Becca, we also pulled in a lot of fashion. There was an Italian Vogue editorial that really made its way in. Other sort of visual references to seemingly closed off communities influenced what they were wearing. And then honestly, just a bit of logic. Like we're talking about families with lots of kids who don't necessarily have a ton of disposable income for clothing. So we used a lot of sort of quote unquote hand-me-downs. And a lot of the kids who grew up with Rachel, the character Rachel, the idea is they were wearing somebody else's clothing that, you know, one of their siblings had, that they themselves had gotten things from thrift stores, so it didn't always fit right. And that also the sort of time period, which is abstract, I forget what year the film is technically set, but like it sort of has a pre-cell phone moment, but that also the clothing would even kind of predate that moment and the way that we hold on to things for time and maybe wear something that had been another character's in an earlier life. So that part of the world, color-wise, ended up being sort of candy-colored in a fun way, which crash-landed into Vegas when Rachel arrives and sort of meets this rock band. But the research for it pulled from a little bit all over.
So you collaborated with director Aaron Schimberg on several films, the first being Go